Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something lately. Many parents are reaching out, worried because their child doesn't seem interested in science, technology, or how things work. And I want you to know something right from the start. You're not alone in this concern, and more importantly, there's something absolutely wonderful happening in your child's brain that we need to talk about. So grab a cozy cup of tea, settle in, and let's explore the hidden science of curiosity together. Because what I'm about to share with you might completely change how you see your child's learning journey. First, let me tell you what the magic book taught me about children and curiosity. Are you ready for this? Every single child, including yours, is born with a brain that is literally designed for scientific discovery. I'm not exaggerating, my friend. The research on this is absolutely beautiful. Scientists who study how children's brains work have discovered something amazing. When children experience curiosity, their hippocampus, prefrontal cortex, and dopaminergic reward systems all light up together. It's like a cosmic symphony happening right inside their heads. And here's the most important part. This isn't something that happens in some children. This happens in all children. Your child's brain has this incredible curiosity machinery built right in. Doctor Matthias Gruber and Dr. Jana Fandakova, who study curiosity in children, found something that gave me goosebumps. They discovered that when children experience and express curiosity during kindergarten and early elementary years, it predicts their academic achievement later on. And get this, the effect is even stronger for children from families facing economic challenges. Curiosity is like a superpower that helps all children learn and grow. So if your child seems uninterested in science right now, it's not because they lack curiosity. Something else is happening, and we're going to figure it out together. The magic book showed me that children ages 6 and 7 are in this absolutely magical developmental window. Their brains are highly exploratory, driven by a natural desire to reduce uncertainty and understand how the world works. The National Science Foundation studied young learners and found that if you spend just 5 minutes with a child this age, you'll field an astounding array of questions. Their natural curiosity literally leads them towards scientific inquiry all on its own. So why might it seem like your child isn't curious about science? Let me share what I've learned. Sometimes, my friend, it's not that children lack curiosity. It's that the way we're presenting science doesn't match how their curiosity works. Think about it. Does your child ask endless questions about things they find interesting? Do they want to know how their favorite toy works, or why the sky changes colors, or what makes puddles disappear? That's scientific thinking, my friend. That's curiosity in action. The magic book taught me that curiosity isn't one size fits all. Some children are curious about how machines work. Others are curious about living things, or weather, or why people feel different emotions. All of these are scientific inquiry. All of these are STEM learning. It just might not look like what we expect. Here's another beautiful truth. Research shows that children explore their environment actively in systematic ways. They're natural experimenters. When they drop their spoon from the high chair over and over, they're not trying to drive you bonkers. They're testing gravity, cause and effect, and your reactions. That's science, my friend. So what can we do to nurture this natural curiosity? I'm so glad you asked. First, become a question celebrator instead of an answer provider. When your child asks a question, instead of immediately giving the answer, try saying, "What a wonderful question. What do you think?" This tells their brain that questions themselves are valuable. It honors their curiosity as the treasure it truly is. Second, create opportunities for hands-on exploration. The research is crystal clear on this. Play-based exploration combined with gentle guidance creates the perfect conditions for STEM engagement. Let them mix colors, build with blocks, dig in the dirt, watch ants, collect rocks. All of this is scientific inquiry, my friend. All of this is their curiosity at work. Third, ask open-ended questions that spark their natural wonder. Instead of "What color is that flower?" try "I wonder why some flowers are different colors." Instead of "How many wheels does the car have?" try "What do you think would happen if cars had triangle wheels instead of round ones?" These questions invite exploration and creative thinking. Fourth, and this is so important, follow their interests. If your child is fascinated by dinosaurs, that's paleontology. If they love watching clouds, that's meteorology. If they're obsessed with how their body works, that's biology. Science isn't just test tubes and lab coats. Science is curiosity about the world, and your child gets to be curious about the parts that light them up. The magic book also taught me about the power of stories in nurturing curiosity. And I have to tell you about Luca's and Ella's adventure in the giggling gallery of forgotten questions. Oh, my friend, this story is absolutely perfect for what we're talking about today. In this magical tale, Luca's and Ella discover an archive where old photographs actually giggle when someone asks them the right questions. Can you imagine? Each question they ask unlocks more magical mysteries, leading them on this delightfully chaotic treasure hunt through time. What I love most about this story is how it celebrates questioning itself. Luca's and Ella learn that asking questions isn't just okay, it's the key to discovery. It's what unlocks wonder and magic and learning. When children hear this story, they discover that their curiosity, their questions, their wondering, these are superpowers. After you read this story together, you could try creating your own question treasure hunt at home. Hide little notes around the house, and each note has a question that leads to the next discovery. Show your child that their questions are valuable, exciting, and worth pursuing. Show them that curiosity itself is something to celebrate. You know what else the magic book taught me? That sometimes children seem uninterested in science because they've learned, somewhere along the way, that there are right and wrong questions, or that not knowing something is embarrassing, or that making mistakes means they're not smart. Oh, my friend, if this is happening, we need to gently shift this. Because the best scientists, the ones who make the most amazing discoveries, they're the ones who ask unusual questions, who aren't afraid to be wrong, who see mistakes as learning opportunities. You can help your child reclaim their natural curiosity by celebrating their questions, no matter how silly they might seem. By saying, "I don't know, let's find out together," instead of always having the answer. By sharing times when you were curious about something and learned something new, here's something else that's really important. Research shows that when teachers and parents ask open-ended questions and let children take the lead in their investigations, children develop deeper scientific thinking skills and sustained interest in discovery. So instead of directing every moment, try stepping back sometimes. Let them experiment. Let them figure things out. Let them be wrong and discover why. The evidence is so clear on this, my friend. What looks like a lack of scientific curiosity is usually just a mismatch between how we're presenting science and how that particular child's curiosity works. It's not a deficit in your child. It's an invitation for us to create environments that honor and amplify their natural drive to explore, question, and understand. Your child is curious. Their brain is literally designed for it. They're just waiting for the right questions, the right environment, the right permission to let that curiosity shine. So here's what I want you to try this week. Notice what your child is curious about, not what you think they should be curious about, but what actually lights them up. Then follow that thread. Ask questions. Explore together. Celebrate their wondering. And read the giggling gallery of forgotten questions together. Let Luca's and Ella show your child that questions are magical, that curiosity unlocks wonder, and that their natural desire to understand the world is something absolutely beautiful. You're doing such a wonderful job, my friend. Your child is lucky to have a parent who cares enough to wonder about this, to seek understanding, to want to nurture their growth. That care, that attention, that love, it's exactly what your child needs. The magic book and I believe in you. We believe in your child. And we believe in the power of curiosity to transform learning into something joyful and magical. Until our next adventure together, keep celebrating those questions, keep honoring that curiosity, and keep being the wonderful parent you already are. With love and starlight, Inara.